Hot 1027 Business with Michael Avery.
Well, there's a great story about when Oral-B wanted to upgrade its electric toothbrush, and it enlisted designers Kim Collins and Sam Hitch to help. Now, the company's request was to add more features and functions for electric toothbrush users, things like tracking brushing frequency, observing gum sensitivity, even playing music. Can you imagine? Now, while clarifying the problem, however, Colin and Hecht pointed out that brushing teeth really is a neurotic act for many people. Users don't want additional functionality. You certainly don't want it to be your toothbrush tracking your brush strokes. And in many cases, it really could have caused more stress. Instead, they recommended two solutions that really could improve the user experience without adding any gimmicks. The first, just make the toothbrush easier to charge, especially while people are on the road. And another was making it more convenient for users to order replacement heads by allowing toothbrushes to connect to phones and send reminder notifications. Now, both proposals were successful because they focused on what users wanted rather than what the company wanted to roll out. And this really, for me, is at the heart of design thinking. And someone who's thinking about the shift in banking through a design thinking lens, so to speak, is Mike DeSantis, who's a strategy director at Shift. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Michael. Great to be on the show.
Now, design thinking has become a buzzword, let's face it. And we hear it bandied about. There are companies like the Oral-B example that I've just mentioned, Netflix, Uber Eats, all of them using design thinking. What do you define design thinking as?
So we actually, as a business, as Shift, we've been on a journey to redefine ourselves through the lens of design thinking. So I think often when people think design, they tend to default to, I guess, the visual manifestations or the very obvious manifestations of brand design, which is really where we were as a business for the longest time. We played in that space of, you know, visual identity development, corporate identity, visual language. And for us, that's really just the tip of the iceberg. When we're thinking about design thinking, it's really about understanding what lies beneath the surface, those things that are equally important, if not more important, in terms of building a real affinity with your user, shaping the businesses and the brand's reputation and the experience that's created that then fulfills the promise that the brand or the business makes at the end of the day. And I think design thinking really allows us to focus on that full picture, so to speak. We can start to help our clients solve business problems and real business problems from the perspective of their own customers in a way that sometimes a quick rebrand or a communication solution or something a little bit more superficial could never do as meaningful.
And I think the key for me in hearing you explain that is putting yourself in the position of your clients or their clients in order to better understand what it is they want out of a product or a solution at the end of the day, and not trying to preempt or impose that, which can be a difficult thing to do from a cultural perspective. Just talk to me a little bit more about, you know, the way you've shifted, no pun intended, yourself and your approach from this kind of superficial brand design to the design of experiences, as you say, cohesive experiences for businesses. What does that mean?
Yes. So we, as I mentioned earlier on, we typically have been a business that's played in the brand design space, our brand purists around brand strategy, corporate identity, visual language, and our transformation as the new Shift really has been brought about by this thinking around design thinking and how the need for designing impactful user-centric experiences across multiple experience points and doing that coherently is really something that we feel can amplify and evolve on our current capabilities. So for example, if I look at, you know, where it came about and why specifically now, is that we really have identified quite a big gap in local markets and really working with many different types of clients across multiple industries. And what we have seen quite significantly in recent times is that oftentimes a business will have a really strong strategic intent that it sets out to achieve, but not necessarily a clear way in terms of translating that intent into action. Or for instance, there's sometimes a sense of creating incoherence in the user or customer experience because they're not necessarily thinking about the longer term direction or the focus. And this transformation in our offering is really set about to tackle these head on, but also do so in a way that we are addressing the problems, the real problems that our clients, customers are actually facing at the end of the day and solving real business problems for our clients and the right problems once again. So when we speak of being a holistic experience design partner, for example, what we mean there is working closely with our clients to help them solve business problems that their own customers are facing, and do so in a way that creates long-term impact and growth.
And to me, it's also about creating what we often refer to, and it's another buzzword, but disruptive innovation. Because I think corporates are sometimes really good at kind of sustained innovation, little tweaks, changing the way we're doing things around the edges. But if you want to make big step changes, you have to think disruptively about, you know, why you're doing something, question how you're doing it, and then look at it through the lens of the end user and the customer to say, you know, can we be doing something completely differently? And for me, I think there's huge value in approaching a business problem like that. When you undertook this as Joe Public, I mean, it's quite a bold jump to the left or to the right, whichever way you want to say, to rebrand as Joe Public, shift to shift, and you know, embedding that throughout the organization. Was it a difficult journey? Did you have to take the entire business into your kind of strategic inner sanctum and say, this is what we're doing, guys, and this is why we're doing it? Just take me through that process.
I would say it's been a challenging journey. It's certainly been something that's taken us out of, you know, the proverbial comfort zone, in the sense that, you know, we've come to be very well known for our brand design capabilities and our strategic skills around typical brand strategy and brand design. But this has really forced us to open our minds and think about that bigger picture, so to speak, of what is it that we ultimately are wanting to do in the longer term? What is the real value we can add to our clients? And how do we help them solve business problems rather than trying to solve a business problem with a marketing gimmick or a brand solution or a rebrand? Oftentimes those can do more damage than really taking a hard look at what needs to be done at every level of the organizational experience. So how do we integrate culture with product offerings and service offerings and systems and processes that support those, so that when we do communicate and when we do represent our brand visually out there in the marketplace, it's always done off the basis of real delivery and action. And I think gone are the days of, you know, the passive consumer, where we assume that people are out there consuming products and services and they're receiving messages. I think the power dynamic has really shifted. And if we're designing with our users in mind and for our users first, that really is for me the key to success in this changing world that we definitely had to adapt to. But it's certainly been an exciting journey. Challenges notwithstanding, it's been a great experience for us, again, pun intended, as a business, to go on this journey together.
And, you know, when you look at the skill set that is required to apply a design thinking lens and bring real solutions for your clients to market, did you have to audit the business and say, well, what are the skills that we need? Where do we need to enhance and tweak and nip and tuck? And when you did that, did you see something that was completely differentiated in terms of what else is out there in the marketplace? Because I certainly can't think of any other kind of brand business such as yours that operates through this kind of lens.
Yeah, so absolutely. I think we're certainly not going to be moving away from our stronghold, which has always been brand design and designing really impactful brand identities and brand experiences in the more traditional sense. But I think going through this journey, we realized that we ourselves need to continue upskilling and bringing in new capabilities and new offerings to be able to stay current and relevant for our customers going forward, for our clients rather. And it really has forced us to think about, where do we start collaborating in future? How do we start looking at bringing new skills into the business? So if, for instance, we're speaking about user experience and digital components thereof, as well as the, you know, physical real world manifestations of the user experience across every experience point, it's really forced us to think about where we need to start recruiting new people into the business, new skills, upskilling ourselves. In fact, our entire leadership team within the ship business recently went on a design thinking course ourselves, just to really gear ourselves up to be able to deliver impactfully, because our purpose is really around that transformative impact. And I think the value of powerful design thinking and using design thinking to make a difference for our clients and for their businesses, that's where we feel that we have the greatest impact to deliver. You know, it's real impact that makes a difference to our clients' long-term growth.
Yeah, and I also think it makes a real difference to the people you employ when they feel like they're having that impact. Because for me, design thinking is all about having that human-centric, kind of customer-centric approach, and that certainly does that. I see you've just recently relocated to new offices in Bryanston. How do people get in touch?
Yes, so we're actually in the same office park that we've always been in Bryanston, on the corner of William Nicol and Main. And we've just moved to a new location within the office park. But if you'd like to find out a little bit more about us, you're welcome to have a look at our new website that's gone up quite recently. It's www.shift.za.com. And we have all our social platforms up as well, where we update and share some of our work as we go. LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, you can find us on all of those.
There it is, design thinking. It's all about discovering, defining, developing, and delivering. Mike DeSantis, Strategy Director at Shift, talking about Joe Public Shift's evolution to Shift here on Hot Business.
Hot 102.7 Business with Michael Avery.